let's find out the best way to get a new job. A recent survey out by Hays, a recruitment agency, reveals that one in three New Zealanders are planning on changing jobs in the next 12 months. But is it a good idea to let your current employer know that you're planning on leaving? Adam Shapley is the Managing Director of Hays New Zealand and joins us now. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Jesse.
Tell us, why did you do this research?
Jesse, we've done this as a larger piece of research into salary trends and employment trends every year for the last 20 years.
And this year, what did it tell you?
Well, the key things that came out this year are a lot higher number of employees in New Zealand than we've seen any time in the last 5 years are prioritising pay rises as a key objective, a number one priority for their career in the coming year. But just 50%, and I suppose you can look at this really on a glass half full or glass half empty, 50% of professionals we spoke to are very or extremely satisfied. So that's one in two people are really happy. Therefore, one in two people are not so happy. And the things that they're not happy about are, as I said, salary is coming out quite highly, but also current employer, direct manager, and just their job are the sort of the four key things that are driving people to consider alternative employment.
Okay. And you discussed some of that research with Jim Mora yesterday on the show, but one thing we were really interested in is this question of whether you should tell people at your current work that you are looking around. So give us some of the pros and cons.
Jesse, I think if you take the context of where we are in an employment market in New Zealand, it's incredibly skilled short. So we're at the lowest unemployment rate we've seen for an awful long time. Employment utilization is very, very high. So I think employees should feel more confident than they've felt in a long, long time about being able to do that. And if we look at what we're hearing from our survey, people are looking for more money, or they might not be very happy with their direct manager. So, and we know also from our survey that employers are prioritising retention and upskilling in the face of incredible skill shortages. So my advice would be that it would be a very good idea to speak to your current employer, and whether that's your direct manager or HR or one level above, if you are not happy about things. Because if they're ever going to be in a position where they are amenable to listening and trying to make things work, it's now.
Is there a chance it'll backfire, though? People tend to take things pretty personally. They could make it a fairly unpleasant place for you to work, and then if you don't find the new job, you've sort of shot yourself in the foot.
Potentially. I suppose it's equally how you approach it, and I guess very importantly, what you're looking to get out of it. And the advice that I would suggest people take to think about it is, what do they really want? And what's that driving them to seek a new opportunity? If it is financial, actually go into your current employer to say, look, and put in a case forward about what value you bring to the organisation and what you would like as a pay rise, but be comfortable with the fact that they say no, you go, okay, right, I'll then look elsewhere. That is obviously not something you have to share with in that discussion. And if there are things that are causing you to seek opportunities elsewhere that might be your current manager or the task you're doing, then having that discussion beforehand may give that organization an opportunity to shift it around and make things work for you. And I guess the key thing to remember at the back of your mind is if they don't shift things around and make things work for you, look for another job anyway.
Good man. Adam Shapley, Managing Director of Hays New Zealand. Thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.